E6KEN.
4HKX. Hey, Ken.
Your recovery's going well.
Just sitting here relaxing now. Been up doing some exercises, so time to relax a little bit.
Yeah, my friends, that's the hard part. But that's what'll get you back on your feet quicker, I guess. Hey, Patrick, I got a question for you. Are you familiar with 276 from Brevard up to Mount Pisgah campground?
Familiar with most of it. What did you got?
Camping reservation up there, and I didn't realize that the regular ingress egress is still closed from the storm. And we've got like a sort of a slightly oversized teardrop camper that we'd be pulling. And I'm pretty much a rookie at that, and I just wondered how that road would go pulling something.
On a good day, that road is pretty curvy and steep. But I'd have to look at a map and find out if there's a better way to go to Mount Pisgah campground.
The ranger, and he's insisted that there really was not, that at the moment there are two ways in. If you're coming from the north, you take 276 from Waynesville. If you're coming from our direction, you take 276 from Brevard. And he said you just can't get there any other way. So don't go to any trouble for that. I just thought maybe you recollected. I think you answered my question already. It's pretty curvy, and maybe for a maiden voyage with this camper, that's not my best play.
Probably not with maiden voyage. After you've got some miles on it, maybe, but there's a campground down at the foot of the mountain on this side, Davidson River Campground. You can check it out, and then you could ride up in the road and look at it with your vehicle and get a better option for next time.
Yeah, doing a scouting trip sounds like a great idea. Well, I appreciate it, buddy. I hope your recovery stays on track, and I wish you the best. Thank you for the information.
And recovery seems to be going pretty good. Like I said, I'm up walking on it. Keep my walker with me, but I'm not leaning on it much to do anything. So I'm actually recovering fairly a lot quicker than I thought I would. And then I go to PT this Thursday, so I'll find out more then.
Will PT after the surgery?
It'll be my first official PT after surgery. They told me to do what I felt like I could do, and they would see me then.
That I always think of it like football practice. It's not necessarily the fun part, that PT, but it is what makes you better quicker. So good luck and hang in there, buddy, huh?
And hopefully you can find your campsite there at Davidson River Campground. If not, let me know. There's a couple other ones around this area. But that one's actually on 276. So you'll be right there at the entrance of the forest. But good luck, and I hope you enjoy it. KO4HKX.
Thanks so much, Patrick. I appreciate it. It's KE6KEN clear.
KO4ZEW.
KO4HKX here.
I know you're kind of a modest, down-to-earth kind of guy, but I don't know if you've read the newest issue of QST Magazine, and specifically the introduction where they mention a radio amateur around the Asheville, North Carolina area who sort of stood up and got on a repeater and started taking care of things. And they didn't mention any call signs or names, but I didn't know if they were talking about you or someone else in that area.
With you, Ben, I have not read it. I don't get the QST magazine, so I have not read it at all. I'll have to see if I can find it and read it. And I don't know of anybody else up here that did, so, but that's not saying they didn't. There were other people on other repeaters that were doing what they could do.
Also, I don't know if I have your contact information. Oh, yeah, I can text you a screenshot of it or a photograph of it. And, I don't know. You can read it over and let me know.
And my contact information is good on QRZ, so that's my email on there. It'll come right to my phone.
Put it over that way. I can send a bigger screenshot over that than text. You might be able to actually read it. So, yeah, I'll do that when I get home. I'm out picking up my daughter from summer camp out in Mobile. So, hope you're doing well and hope you're doing better. And we'll hopefully catch you around.
I'm doing good. I'm just healing up from my knee replacement. So I'm in homebound for a little while, but we're making the best of it. K4HK.
You'll bounce from those joint replacements. They've gotten really good at. I do home health, so I know how quickly people can bounce back as long as they do their PT, which it sounds like you're doing. So feel better. I'll shoot you that information. You just let me know. KO4ZEW, we'll be monitoring.
4 Romeo Yankee Lima for radio check.
Get your call sign, but this is Kilo. Quebec 4, Lima, Oscar, you sound good. Rather loud, actually.
Hey, outbound from Greenville on 385. I got a little Yaesu STM 150 in the truck here. Call sign again is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL. And I had double stick tape on the side of the little bracket for this radio. I stuck and could slide the microphone in and out, and I went and did that while I was driving, and the little double stick tape came off. My microphone went flying and bouncing off like four different things in the truck, so I was making sure it still sounded after all that turmoil.
Sounds like it's been through the ring room back. But yeah, I mean, it sounds all right. I got a pretty decent signal off of you, put it that way. I've got a ICOM 2730 Bravo myself, 50 watts, so. Patrick checking in. KQ4LOO.
With the radio check, you need to back away from your mic or turn your mic gain down. You're overdriving it, making it hard to understand you.
I backed off a little bit. I'm also kind of a loud talker, too, but, yeah, I'm doing 25 watts on this radio, so how's that sound a little bit further away?
But you still need more, so I might have to turn the mic gain down a little bit. It just overdrives the mic and makes it really hard to understand what you're saying.
But I have to look into the settings here in just a second, and hang on, let me see if I can figure this out right quick.
Hope you're having a good day.
KO4HKX, this is KQ4LOO.
I hope you're having a good day.
I'm here sweating my rear end off. I went down to the river a little bit and it started raining. By the time I got back up to my truck, it stopped raining. The sun came back out and now it's hot again.
Humid.
I didn't know how to explain to him how he sounded, but yeah, he was sounding kind of loud. I didn't realize that that's what it was the mic gain, but it makes sense, though.
But the power turned down to 5 watts. It's a K4RYL.
Your signal strength is fine. It's just you're overdriving the mic. You need to turn the mic gain down or hold the mic further away from you. That's the only way you can fix that.
I got mic gain from normal down to low.
For RYL, I can get your call sign out now. Still a little bit overdriving, but much, much better.
Roger that, because he sounded like he came in a lot clearer, too.
Yeah, it's nice to know. I didn't, I just left it on the factory setting normal, and I guess maybe for my voice or something like that, normal just is not, is maybe a little bit too much.
Most every radio has that setting, or everyone I know does, so that you can adjust it because everybody's a little bit different. We all hold the mic at a different place, and speak louder or into it harder, so it's there to make those adjustments.
With that help, y'all are about to hear a lot more than me. I'm moving through the area. I'm originally from Greenville and got a job up here in Greenville. I've been living in Charleston for the last 20 years, and this Friday I will be moving back to Greenville, so I will be back in the area and definitely be on this repeater. I remember as a teenager, before I had my license, listening to this repeater, I think in the Paris Mountain on my police scanner. So I went down to Charleston, got licensed, and now I'm coming back to Greenville, and pretty excited because it seems like the repeaters and Simplex and everything like that is a lot busier here in the upstate than it is down in Charleston.
I live up here in outside of Brevard, North Carolina, so I'm on the other side of the mountain from you. But I'm on here quite a bit. But I missed your name, and I'm Patrick, by the way.
Love Brevard up there. I do love Brevard. The name on this end is Ryland, Romeo Yankee Lima Alpha November Delta. All my information, well, my address is about to change on QRZ from where I'm living in Charleston to up here in Greenville, just inside the city limits of Greenville. So I will definitely be on the Caesar Head machine. And then I think in the past I've also liked trying to get on Mount Mitchell, too, up there in your neck of the woods in western North Carolina. So y'all will definitely be hearing a lot more of me, especially since there's a lot more activity up here. It's Charleston just, I mean, those people will occasionally kerchunk the repeaters in Charleston, but you can throw your call out and only...
But we're glad to welcome you up here, and this repeater's got a pretty good community of people on here, and we hold a net every night at 9 o'clock, just so you know. We'll be a different net controller every night. I take Sunday night, so look forward to hearing you on there, and that's a good place to get to know everybody.
So yeah, I actually looked into joining the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society there, I guess it is, online, so I might do that and sell the money up or whatever and send my application in and see if I can get some meetings. I do know I looked at y'all's website, and I remember, I think from memory, y'all usually do your meetings or something like that at the Red Cross down there. Was it off Grove Road, I think?
HKX, that is correct. They have their monthly meeting the first Monday of every month on the Red Cross Center down there on Grove Road.
Very cool to hear. I will definitely, I've been in this really, I mean, with not much VHF and UHF going on down there in the Charleston area. I think most people are on HF primarily. But with a little community and all that stuff, I don't have HF in my truck. Now, I don't have any HF in my truck and don't have it for the house right now. But I do a ton of satellite work. If you look at my QRZ page there at K4RYL, it's almost completely devoted to satellite. I've been having fun doing that with Lanier satellites and all that stuff and absolutely love it and talking to people in different continents and all that. So I don't know what that brings to the table for your club, but... Definitely be cool to get in with local hams and learn a lot in the process.
Well, love to have you in there, and there's a rabbit hole in this hobby for everybody. That's the way I like to put it. No matter what your interests are, you'll find something. And it's a good group of guys down there that you'll meet on the first Monday night. And like I said, love to hear you checking on the nets, because that's a good place to get to know everybody. Mark, I believe, is calling tonight, and then you got Gary tomorrow night, which he does the swap net. So if you want something you want to buy, sell, or trade, you can list it with him, and that's a good place to do that. And we're always looking for people to hang around and rag you with for a little bit and just get to know everybody.
Need to know about the swap meet type stuff. That's very handy. That's a different layer I'm not used to down there in the low country down there in Charleston. But yeah, I can't wait to get back up here. As of Friday, I should be in the area full time. I've been kind of back and forth a little bit with the new job I've been doing, kind of doing a hybrid remote thing. But the house I'm moving into is going to be ready, and going to be a little bit of an operation getting between Charleston and Greenville on Friday and doing the whole moving thing that gives me the weekend to settle in and then get radioactive up here in the upstate during commutes and whatever else. Really cool. Y'all do have a really cool club with your repeaters and all that stuff, and y'all's capabilities, I think, is like checking in online and all that. So definitely y'all are a step above a lot of other local clubs. I'm not a member of a local club down here in Charleston or that area. Just a life member of AMSAT with the satellite stuff. So I'm constantly dealing with AMSAT stuff and getting their drama and mail operational stuff and all that and what's coming up and what satellite's going to go on, what rocket and all that stuff. So should be good time. Should be good time. But I will go ahead and turn it back over to you gentlemen and say 73. See, I'm getting on down 385 and getting close. I'm about 16 miles away from I-26. So I'll start dropping out here pretty soon. So I'll go ahead and say 73, and y'all have a good day. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, 73.
Well, nice to meet you today, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. This is KO4, HKX, and Tal. I'm going to jump out and got some things I need to do here at the house. But good to hear you this afternoon, and look forward to talking to you going down the log also. KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
Roger that to both of you. I'll be standing by myself in Ryland. It was definitely nice to meet you, and welcome home. Just remember, you're going into Greenville. But yes, definitely welcome home. God bless y'all. Love y'all. KQ4.
I could not be more excited, even though I am leaving the beach. It's cheaper to live in Greenville, and believe it or not, the traffic's actually better than Charleston, with only about 3 bridges that everybody in the Lowcountry has to go over to get over anywhere. And it is going to be good to be home. I can't wait. So y'all have a good day. God bless. 73, K4, RYL. We'll talk to you in a few days.